You are holding Daf Kufla Medalad Omer Aleph. In the last part, the Mishnah said again, V'yimom Aloi Chit Chus Min HaMatonis Potem Min HaMatonis. If a Koyin sold his animal to Yisrael, and he sold the whole animal and just said over Chutz, I'm leaving over the Matonis for myself, so then the Yisrael is potter from giving the Matonis, like they still belong to the Koyin, so he's potter from giving Matonis. So I ask the question, the Raminu have a question. It says, Alochom Al Menach Sheh HaMatonis Shali. If a Koyin is selling his Bema to Yisrael, and he tells the Yisrael on a condition I sell to Al Menach Sheh HaMatonis Shali, that the Matonis still belong to me, Alochom is Neisa Nechol Koyin Sheyirtzah, that the Yisrael has the right to give these matanas to anybody he wants to, and it does not belong to the original Kohen. You see, even though you made a Tanai condition, the Tanai is not Chal, and we say the Mechira was 100% Mechira, and therefore you still have to give the matanas to any Kohen you want. So my answer is, Al Menach Achut Koronis, a yes in the question, this Bryce talks about the Lashon of Al Menach, that's a condition. So the Mishnah says Lashon of Chutz, excluding the two different things. Chutz, when you say Lashon of Chutz, when the Kohen sold his Bema to the Israel, and he said the Lashon of the Mishnah was Chutz min HaMatonis, so that's Shiura, he's leaving over. He never sold the Matonis. Rashi says Chutz Shiur means Lashon Shiur, Mashma Sheshayur HaMatonis. He left over the Matonis with his own ownership. V'lei Mochron, L'fik Avet HaPot L'Elekeach, Shirei Shokein Hein, U'dikavosa B'Yisrael Hevi Mechayev HaNekeach. Same thing if Yisrael would have been the Meicher, then Yisrael would have been Chayiv. The Chivin Shu Shochta Olei Ramya, the Mitzvah, he would have a Chiyah to give it to the Matanis, to the Kain. That's a bit of the Mishnah. But Al Menach, this Bryce, it says Lashon of Al Menach, on a condition, La Shiur, that's not called a Shiur. Al Menach, La Shiur, it's Rashi. El Tanai, it's only a condition. Hakul Mochaloi. The Pshat is really the Kain sold the whole Bema to the Yisrael. Al Menach on the condition, Shiit Malay, that he wanted the Yisrael to give him the Matonis. Huayim Bekech Lasnes, and of that the Kain has no right to make a Tanai. Al Menach is like a Mechira complete, so you have no right to make this Tanai on the Mechira. So where's the question of Ramino? Where's your question? I'll throw another question. It says Al Menach, Shah Matonis Shali, HaMatana Shalei, it says clearly that even though the Kohen sells the behemoth to a Yisrael with the notion of Al Menach that the Matana should belong to me, the Lachar is the Matana still stay by the Kohen. Like this Yisrael has to give it to the Kohen. So it's a stira. So Mora says, Enechanam is like a true, but Paul Pligit's and Machlekes HaBraisis, that Mas, over Al Menach, is Shiurihu. This last Braisa holds that even Lashon of Al Menach is also Lashon of a Shiur. The Kohen meant to leave it over for himself, and therefore it's like he never sold the Matanis, and therefore he receives that he keeps the Matanis. Omasa, but the first place says no. Omasa, the Almanath, Lash Yuhu. The Lashon of Almanath is not a Lashon of a Shiur, and therefore it's cool like you sold the whole thing. And once you sold the whole thing, therefore the soul has the right to give the Matanis to whoever he wants to. You have no right to make a commission on those Matanis. Then it says in Mishnah, Om Aloi Mocholi Bnei Mayehom. If a Yisrael like tells the butcher, sell me the insides of this animal, so even though he gives him the kever, still the Yisrael will have to give it to a Kohen for Matnas Kuna, and it's not in the Makli, does not deduct from the price. On a Rav, and in the second case of the Mishnah was, let's say it says Shokoli, let's say it, I want you to sell me a pound of meat, and then the Tabach gives him over some of the kever, then even though the mulakeh has to give it to a kohen, but he has the right to be menakeh, he has the right to deduct the price from the butcher. So Rav says in this halacha, loishonu v'la sheshoku liyatzmei, that's only if the Yisrael waited out himself. He made the wait. He waited out. Rashi, sheshoku lekeh liyatzmei, since the butcher did not touch it, he's not the Baal Devorim of the Kohen. The seeker therefore there, Lokeach Neisman. Therefore the one that bought it, he has to give the kever, let's say if he has it, to the Kohen. And then, and then he goes and asks back the money from the butcher, because really the Tabak was the one supposed to give it. So Lokeach did not really mean to buy the kever. Avo, but Rav says, Avo Shokol Le Tabuch, let's say the Tabuch was the one that waited out and gave him the Kevon, so Adinin in a Tabuch. Then the Kohen has a right, has a Tzvei to go to the Tabuch, not to the Lekech. But she says, Avo Shokol Le Tabuch, Adin Shokoyin, Machlekusab Tzviyosei, is Af Ala Tabuchu. He has a right to go to the Tabuch. Viha Tabuch Choyzra Leim. In Yeshben, Nesn Lekoyin. What before Shabbos Shabbosim? The answer of the Tabakum of Yudiv. We just need to say also, the Zerachram Yavad, if the Kohen wants to, he can go to the Yisrael, the Lekev, and have the Matonis, and take it back from him. But the Chiddush is that the Kohen, if he wants to, has a right to go to the Tabak, and tell the Tabak, listen, you have no right being shokel, weighing out my Matonis, and therefore either go and give it back to me, or else give me the money of it. So that's the Chiddush, that the Kohen can go to either one. It's not to him either to go to the Lekev, or to go to the Tabuch. That's Rav Halacha. But Rav Asi says, Afilu shokol le Tabuch, hadin imoi, no. Even if the Tabuch is the one that waited out, still the din is imoi, with the Yisrael, that the Kohen only has the right to go to the Kohen, only has the right to go to the Kohen, and not to the Tabuch. Rashi dimoi shokoyin v'tviyosei, imo lekeichu, hoi v'yeshtmu l'gzei leben, since the Yisrael has it, Lekeach has the cave at the end. The Mokim Shushom, wherever he is, Yilech, the Kohen would have to go there. The Kohen cannot go to the Tabuch, but he has to go to the place where the Matanah is. He has to go to the Yisrael. So what's the Machlokes between Rav and Rav Asi? So Gemara says, Leima, let's say, that the Rav Chizdah comes with the Yavgin Rav Chizdah Halachon. The Yom Rav Chizdah is the one that says, Gozal, Fleinis Yaishua Bailim. Okay, so somebody made a gzela, a gosman stole something, but the bailam was not miyayish yet. Ubu'acha v'yokloi, and a second party comes and eats it from the ganef. So the locker is rotsim is a gozer, rotsim is a gozer. That Rav Chizda holds that the nigzal, the original owner, has a right to go to either one. Either you can go to the first gosman, or you can go to the second one. Rashi says, Rotsim is there, Goyver, the Chivon, the Kodim Yish Achlon. Since the second person ate it before, the original owner, the Migza, was Miyayish, Zeachron, Hezame, Iyo Gazlan Alayim. Therefore, the second one out of eating it is eating something that still belongs to the Migza, so he becomes a Gazlan also. So, Kol Mekam Yish, anytime before Yish, Brushasayu, the Mariah Kaim, is still in the Rishus of the first owner. Kol Hechud Yisai, wherever it is. So, therefore, there's like two Gazlans on this. On the object. So therefore, the original owner, the niggas, have to go to either one of the two. Except from either one. Not from both, but from either one. That's called Rotsim is their gozer, Rotsim is their gozer. That's the Machlokes over here. The Mar Isle de Rav Chizda, means Rav holds back Rav Chizda. Therefore, the Kohen has the right to go either to the Lekeach or to the Tabuch. Or Mar less than Rav Chizda. And I'll tell you, Rav Asi does not hold like Rav Chizda. He holds no Lemaitre now, the Matanis, is by the Lekeach. So the Kohen has to go to the Lekeach and not to the Tabuch, not to the first Gazlan. He has to go to the second one. So Moses says, no, it could be the Sata Machlokes. Could be the Kuli Yalm, Islud, Rav Chizda. Everybody agrees to Rav Chizda. But she says, the Gazlan, the Yalm, Moshe Gazlan, Kohen, Eiso, the Gazlan, Lusan, the Shalin. That usually by a Maisik Zela, when the first Gazlan takes it, he has Chiyu, the Geneva, he has Chiyu to pay it back. So everybody holds from Rav Chizda. Even Rav Asi would agree that by regular Gazlin, the second one, the Nigzal has the right to go to the first Gazlin. For what's the Machlokes over here? I'll tell you over here, for Hoch over here it's different. For Hoch, the Matnas Kula, the Gemara says, Nigzalot Knutzlugi, that's the Machlokes, could you steal Matnas Kula or not? So Rashi says, Vahokha, the Gazel, Matnas Kuna Kemiflagi. Masav Matnas Kuna Nigzelis. You could steal it. Therefore, when it's Chayav Gazlan because Lusay, Lishalim, the Torah of Gazlan, the Rizal Torah of Gzela. And Masav Al, A Nigzelis, no. Rashi says, and Koyach Ligzel, Ligazlan. The Chozuman Shein Ben, Chozuman Ben, the Pshat is Komokam Shochim Achoyv, Mutla Mishayim. Whoever the Matanah saw, that person has the chiyuv to give it to the Kohen. Eslo nesit l'kohen, v'rish l'nasa gazlan aleihen. The first one is not called a gazlan. So that's the svara in Rav Asi. That Rav Asi holds there's no din gezer lamatnas kuna, but rather wherever it is, there's a chiyuv, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So the Tabas gave it over to the lekayach. Now that the lekayach, the one that bought it, has this maton, it has the kevod lachiyayim uzroya, it's a mitzvah upon him to give it to the kohen. The first one's not a gazlim. Wherever it is, there's a mitzvah to give it. So therefore, the kohen is going to go to the lekayach. And Rav holds no, that there's a din gezer on this also. And therefore, when you go and take and sell to somebody else, you become a gazlin. So the Tabach became a gazlin. He has kinyon geneva on it. He has a kinyon gazlin gzela that he has to pay back. Therefore, the kohen has a right to go to him. And he could demask me lo lohor shmaitato biapi atzma. The more says, some learn this halacha by itself. And they learn it like this. Rashi says, v'loy b'loshin. And not v'loy b'loshin l'shonu v'matis and k'liyel. But they learn it by itself like this. Rav rama matnes kumim gzelas. Rav holds yes, if somebody steals matnas kuna, the din gzela on it, and therefore the kohen has the right to go and be done with the first gazlin. Rav Asi Yoma, no matnas kuna and gzelas, there's no din gzela on it, and therefore the kohen cannot go to the second one, cannot go to the first one, or to the second one, wherever it is. The pshat is not gzelas, because really it didn't belong to the kohen yet. There's only a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. Sayin wherever it is, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. Now the Mishnah says, Ger shenis gayir, a goy that became a Jew, for hois aloy poro, then he had a poro, he had an animal before when he was a goy, and now he became a Jew, so it depends. Nishchato achmanis gayir, if he made a shchita before he became a Jew, so lochu is potter, he's potter from matnas kuna, even though he's misgayir right away afterwards, and he still has the zeroy of lachiyah in the cave around, but he's potter from giving it to a kayin. Because the Shah Shchita, that's when the Chiyuv Matan HaSachal, he was a guy, therefore he's Potter. Mishin is Gayer, let's say first he became a Ger, and then he shechted his animal, Senechna Michayev, then Avada, he's Chayev to give the Matnas Kuna. What's going to be Sofik? Let's say he doesn't remember when he made the Shchita, or else somebody else shechted it for him. And we do not know when the Shchita was done before he became a Ger, or after he became a Ger. So Lachim is Potter. So now this gear was supported from giving the matnas kuna. Because the klal is, shahamoytse mechaveri olavaraya. That there's no isurim involved here. It's only a mumnistic halacha. Do you have to give away this mumnist and not to the kayin? So we say the klal, hamoytse mechaveri olavaraya, then our suffrage you put. So Mora says, ki yosi ravdinu ravdimi came. Omar, he said like this, that romilei Rav Shimon ben Lakish to Rav Yochanan, that Rav Lakish asked a question through a question to Rav Yochanan. And it's through a question like this, to man, we learned in our Mishnah that Safik Potter, we have a Safik, we have a Chiyuv to give the Matnas Kuna or not, when our Safik we say, Moitzer, Mechavei, all of our Ayin, Yipotter, Alma, what do we see? Sreika Lekula, that by Safik and Matnas Kuna, we go Lekula, that Yipotter. So on this, Resh Lakish threw a question, that Ureminua threw out for your question, that says the Mishnah, and pay like this, Churi hanamolim shumtech hakomo. If you have the holes, a chur is a hole. Hanamolim, the ends make the shumtech hakomo in the middle of your fields. That your kama means, let's say, the corn field or the wheat field. So in the middle of the field, there are holes there that in the molim are made. Rashi says shumtech hakomo lefnei hakreitzim shedayin legiyah kreitzim l'sham. They did not come there yet to cut down the wheat or the other corn there. Alokaris, Hare Elu, Shabalabayas. These things grow to the Balabayas. Rashi says, Kola Nimsa Ben Balabayas. Tiyein Leket Elo Hanoisha Beshash Ksira. It's only Leket what falls off Beshash, he cut it down. But here he did not start to cut it down yet. There's no din Leket. Subshit, any koma, any grain that you'd find in these holes, grow to the Balabayas. What's going to be though Beshalachar HaKoitrim? Let's say after the workers went there to cut down the wheat, now you find some wheat inside the holes. So we have a doubt, when did these kernels come there? Did they come there before the ksira, and then it belongs to the balabos? Or did it come there after the ksira, and then it's like leket, that it belongs to the aniyim? So what do we do? Shalach of our curtain is like this. Ho'eliyonim, the top layer laniyim, belongs to the aniyim. Rashi says, chitum eliyonim, the top layer of wheat, shal piachur, ikol meimo, leket, and you could say it's leket. Shenosu min ha-shibolim b'shas ha-ksirom. They fell down from the shibolim b'shas ha-ksirom. V'yatach toinim, the bottom layer, Rashi says, from the karka, on the ground of the hole, shobalabayis. So that's for sure came about before the Ktsira. Yeah. Rabbi Meir says, no, HaKol Le'Niyim, all of it, even the bottom layer also belongs to the Niyim. She'sofik Leked Layer. Because if you have a sofik, whether this is Matnes HaNiyim, or belongs to the owner, Minas Sofik, you have to give it. So what do we see? We see Minas Sofik, Almo, Rashi says, Rabbi Meir, Kari Matnes Kuna, Matnes HaNiyim, Minas Sofik, you have a Chiyiv. And the Chura, Shlokas Kasher is, Ruh Adin, Matnes Kuna, Sveik L'Chuna. And the Stam Matnes and Rabbi Meir, Tony, Sveik L'Kuna, because it's Stephen Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah, usually goes across Rabbi Meir. And here Rabbi Meir holds that Sofik Leket is Leket. That was what Shlokash is Kashi through to Rabbi Yechanan. All Malay on this, Rabbi Yechanan answered back and said, Al takni teini, don't get me angry, Shebeloshin, Yochad ani shayin oisa. And this Mishnah you have in Peah that says Sofik Leket is Chayiv, that's only a Yochid. Rashi says, Al takni teini, don't get me angry, Sofik Leket, Leket is Chidoihi. Shayin is shayin oisa, Kamesh is shonis, Div Rabbi Meir, he did not learn it like we learned it, Div Rabbi Meir. Era Div Rav Yehuda ben Agra Mishum Rav Meir. Learned the name of Rav Yehuda ben Agra said over Mishum Rav Meir. That's only Yochad to hold this way, and therefore there's no Stira. We do not hold like this. So that's what Rav Yechon has to back up. Takni Teini Shabalosh and Yochad and Yishoy Noisa. The Tani is learned like this. Rav Yehuda ben Agra Oimer Mishum Rav Meir. Sofik Leket Leket. Sofik Shichra Shichra. Sofik Peyit Peinach Lame. Whenever you have a Sofik, if this Tfu is Leket, or whether it's shikha, or whether it's payah, so min ha-sofik you have a chiv to give it, sofik pay is payah. Omru loy, they said back, al tishan oiso. Omru loy, this is what Rish Lakish is answering back of Yechon, saying the question is still a good question. Omru loy, al tishan oiso ele beloshin ben todol. Even if you want to tell me, Rashi says, that it was ben todol that learned this halacha, so what? So your time will come out. Well, what do you answer me? It's a yochid that says it's only Yehuda ben Agra. So what? But the Maisi is saying the reason why. So that reason should apply even to Matnas Kun also. The Yomer Hashem Melokish, my dear Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Oni Verosh Hatzdiku. A poor person is a Hatzdiku, should make him righteous. My Hatzdiku, what does it mean to say Hatzdiku? Should do righteous, do good for him. You may if you want to tell me, be the Yonim, means when you have a Psak Halacha, be nice to the young, to the poor man. Most of that can be. Well, see, the Pasuk says, Vidal, a poor person, lays the head of Revoy. Do not like respect him, honor him in his fight. So don't stand up. Don't have Rachmanis on an Ani. You have to make a Mishpat, a Tzvitzedek, Bidin. Elevad, the Pasuk here means, Oni Vrosh Tzviku means, El Tzedek Mishalacho, Vitainloi. Means, be a Tzadik with your money and give it him. Meaning to say, if you have a Sufik, whether this is Matnes Aniyam or not, don't stand say Hamoitzim Mechaber all of Araya, but rather only if Rosh Hatzdiku means you be a tzaddik and give him from yours. It means Minas Sofik you have a chiyuv to give Matnes Kuna. And a tzaddik Mishalach of a Teinloi. So clearly that's what Shlokas is Tira. Here it says by Matnes Aniyim, Minas Sofik you have to pay. So what does our Mishnah say by Matnes Kuna, Minas Sofik you potter? Omar Rav says like this. Hocha Poro is a big difference. Hocha now Mishnah Poro, the Cheskas Psura Kaima. As I hear this poet original, at the beginning of the guy was a goy. A goy is potter from the Matonis. Lady made a shchita, we have a doubt, the Shah Shchita, was he still a goy, or was he a Jew? So leave it the way it was, the Cheskas Mikoram, that he was a goy, and therefore Minasofik would say a potter, because the Chazaka tells us, it's still in the same matter it was before. Mashen came, come on, this tfua that's growing, this wheat, or corn, the Cheskas Piva Kaima. It's the Cheskas Chiyuv that we know the corn. It's the Cheskas to say that when you cut it down, there'll be a leket on it. So it's the Cheskas to have a Chiyuv Matnes Aniyim on it right now. Therefore, when I suffer, you have to learn the Chazaka that you're still Chayiv. Rashi says, Kamo, Kishinod no Chos Sofek Belechet, V'yatan Amidu HaChaskos Lai, Cheskas Chiyuv Hu, K'miyon L'miyonedot L'chol L'kach, the Shal Yisraeli, it belongs to Yisrael. And the din of Yisrael is, you have to give your Matnes Aniyim, you have to give your Leket. So therefore, Minas Sofik, you have a Chiyuv to give it. Omalei Abaye said back, listen, there's a loch of a Re'isa, what about a doe? Nasis Achla, Nizgaya, Potter Nechal, the same aloha. If a goy has made a doe, flour and water, made a doe out of it, so he's Potter Nechal. Mishin Nizgaya, let's say no, he first made the doe after he became a Jew, then Chayiv, he has a Chiyuv to give Chala. It's only how you were, the shas you made the dough, the shas you put the water in the flour. Sefik, what can be yet a doubt at that time, was he a ger or not? Sechayit, minasef again, the chiyuv to give, chala. So again, it's a stirut for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, minasef again, yipot, and here we see minasef again, chayiv. And here you can't tell me it's a cheskas chiyuv. Because otherwise, here the person was a ger before, it's also a cheskas pturim. And still we see, sefik, matnas kuna, you have a chiyuv to give? So we're still a kasha in our Mishnah. Omalei, so he answered back and said, no. Safik Isura Lukumra. Safik Lamina Lakula is a big difference. Why Chala, which is a Shal of Isar, and it's not to say it's Chalanis, it's Chaladin Chala on it, it's an Isar, a din of Chumra on it. And it's also for that, it is Chayiv Misa. Therefore, we're not saying the Harashi's Lysam China Chazaka. Our Matonis, but now Misha didn't give the Matnes Kuna, ain't Ben Kedusha, there's no Kedusha on it. And a din Maman, that's all, a din Maman on it. And then we say the Maisim Chedra, Allah. So therefore we can ask the question from Chala to Din Matanis. Chala is called the Safik Yisur, there you gotta go to Chumra, but Hashem can have now Mishnah, the Safik Lomayna go to Kula. The Yom Rav Chizda, the Chayim Tani, Rav Chiyo, Shmoyna, Sveikos, Nemu Begir, there are 8 Sveikos that were learned about a Ger. Abol of Chiyubi, 4 times we say you gotta go to Chumra, the Abol of Turin, 4 times saying Skata. Korban Ishtoim, we have a Chiyo to bring Korban for his wife, Rashi says, Sofik Yoldo Kishod, you have a Sofik when she gave birth, when she was still a guy, or after when she became a Jew already, you have a Sofik whether you have to bring a korban or not. So you have to bring a korban, and that's the Sofik Yisra Korus, Rashi says, Lech of a Kotchen, Ach Sofik Kapor, the Mechus Kapor, Mas of a Kotchen, Vienus Korus. See, your wife would have to bring the korban in a Sofik, because otherwise she won't be able to eat Kotchen, or she can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, she'll have a Sofik, Tumarana. The chala, or then you have a sofik chala, the same thing also, a sofik misin bal, that's truma, you have to be nafashit min a sofik. Or b'chor behemet tenei, or b'chor behemet torah, l'chiyuvay. You have a sofik if the b'chor, whether it's a behemet torah. Rashi says, also sofik koras l'sherech to the chutz. If it has a din kedushas b'chor on it, you shecht it outside, you be chayif a shchut echutz. So the chiyuv misu involved, therefore you have to go l'chumra. Same thing by behemet tenei, means by petach chamor, so Rashi says, goes according to command, the Yomav of Chayris, that it's also Bahano, actually, if then until you poider it. Therefore, you have to be Mafreshal of Taleh to be poider it, take off the Yisr, then it belongs to you. You don't have to give it to the Kayin, because that's the Klal of Hamas Mechaber, all over Raya. I call upon them of these 4 things, you have to go to Chumra, at least to be poider the Petach Hamor, and to give the Chala and the Korban Ishtoi. Mashen Kain, Rashi Sageiz, the Amatonas opinion, a Ben opinion, Petach Hamor.